California mobs wave Mexican flags to block ICE enforcement. By Neil Monroe on July 11, 2025. A mob waved foreign flags as it tried to block the enforcement of the nation's popular laws at a pot-growing farm in rural California. The foreign affiliations of the mob's flags were spotlighted by Stephen Miller, top aide to President Donald Trump, and by the chief spokesperson at the Department of Homeland Security. The foreign affiliation is important because it helps Trump unlock the deportation powers granted by the 1798 Alien Enemies Act. The law says, emphasis added, whenever there is a declared war between the United States and any foreign nation or government, or any invasion or predatory incursion is perpetrated, attempted, or threatened against the territory of the United States by any foreign nation or government, and the president makes public proclamation of the event, all natives, citizens, denizens, or subjects of the hostile nation or government, being of the age of 14 years and upward, who shall be within the United States and not actually naturalized, shall be liable to be apprehended, restrained, secured, and removed as alien enemies. The president is authorized in any such event, by his proclamation thereof, or other public act, to direct the conduct to be observed on the part of the United States toward the aliens who become so liable, the manner and degree of the restraint to which they shall be subject and in what cases, and upon what security their residence shall be permitted, and to provide for the removal of those who, not being permitted to reside within the United States, refuse or neglect to depart therefrom, and to establish any other regulations which are found necessary in the premises and for the public safety. Trump has cited the Alien Enemies Act in his immigration enforcement, but Democratic-appointed judges are blocking such actions until the U.S. Supreme Court makes a decision. Lower court judges say the law is invalid because a foreign government has not formally invaded the United States with an official army. But the flag-waving mob of foreign nationals fits with the law's application to a predatory incursion by any foreign nation. Many pro-migration groups downplay the political reality of foreigners uniting under foreign flags within American cities and towns. Vice President J.D. Vance spotlighted the Democrats' rush to defend criminal operations that exploit migrants.